We open our Bibles this morning in the book of Philippians, chapter 2. Book of Philippians, the second chapter. Commencing to read at verse number 1. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye may be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord and of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. And God will add his blessing to the reading of his precious word for Jesus' sake. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come to the precious time of gathering round thy word, and I pray in the Saviour's name that thou wilt make this a holy time. We pray that our hearts might be instructed and blessed as we study the Scriptures. We pray that thy word will enter into our hearts and that we will walk in obedience to thy word. So to this end, I this day claim the power of thy Holy Spirit, that blessed power of Pentecost to fill me to the uttermost. I take. Please, Lord, undertake for me. I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. I want you to turn your Bible this morning to the third chapter of the book of Proverbs. Last Lord's Day, we were considering here, in the third chapter of the book of Proverbs, some words that are well known and so often quoted, but I want us to fully understand what the Spirit of God is saying to us through them. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, we have been looking, and considering, can we know the guidance of God, and can we know the will of God for our lives? In verse number 5 it says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Last Lord's Day we were looking at the opening words. It says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And we noticed that the words there simply mean to lean upon. When a person acknowledges and is conscious of their own feebleness, that they cannot do it themselves, then they turn and they rest upon someone who's stronger to give the support, to give the grace. And they can have that complete confidence in him. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And then it says, secondly here, and lean not unto thine own understanding. If we cannot lean upon ourselves, we're leaning upon someone else. And the Word of God says, lean not or trust not in your own wisdom. Rely not upon your own rationale or your own understanding of things. You see, some people, they rely upon the dictates of human reasoning for what they do or what they do not. And yet the Word of God says we're not to lean upon and we're not to rely upon our own understanding. There are things in our lives that we do not understand. There are things in our lives perhaps that we think we do understand. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man. He thinks he understands it. And yet the Word of God says the end thereof is the way of death. In reality, what he thinks he understands, he doesn't. And that which he is relying upon, he's relying upon something that is not worthy to be relied upon. He's leaning upon something that's not worthy to be leaned upon. And so we find the Word of God goes on to say, and lean not on thine own understanding. Brethren and sisters in Christ, this morning, you cannot rely upon your own wisdom or your own rationale or your own reasoning. Even though you're a child of God, but we don't have to. It says we are to trust in the Lord with all our hearts. We are to lean upon Him. We are to rest upon Him. We are to have absolute confidence looking to Him, looking unto Jesus. The book of Hebrews says, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. And then we noticed in conclusion last Lord's Day morning the words, in all thy ways acknowledge Him. That simply means, friend, in every avenue of our lives, it doesn't matter what avenue it is, whether it be in our social living, whether it be in our recreational living, whether it be in our family lives, whether it be in our business lives, whether it be in our worship life, the Word of God says, in all thy ways acknowledge Him. And we are to acknowledge the sovereignty of God and the authority of God, friend. You see, when God speaks in His Word to our hearts, then there is only one thing that we have to do, and that is obey. My meat is to do the will of God and to do the will of my Father that sent me, said the Lord Jesus Christ. And our meat and the duty of every one of us this morning is to do the will of God that is revealed in the Word of God and given to us. We are to ask God for permission because we are in all our ways to acknowledge Him. We are to ask God leave whether we can or whether we can't. And friend, whenever God speaks to us, we are to obey Him. It is so easy to sing the hymns, you know, where He says, I will go and what He says I will do. Or where He sends I will go and what He says I will do. Never fear, only trust and obey. We sang the hymn a few moments ago, where He may lead me, I will go, for I have learned to trust Him so. Oh, I delight in His command. I love to be led by His dear hand. His divine will is sweet to me when I remember Calvary. Friend, do you think of the words that we have been singing this morning? Every one of them surely weighs upon our hearts because we're simply saying, in all our ways, we're acknowledging Him. We're acknowledging His authority. We're acknowledging His sovereignty in everything. That He is God. He is the one that we ought to seek permission of, as Saul said on that road to Damascus. He said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? Lord, what do you want me to do? And we need to seek the guidance of God in every undertaking that we take, in everything, no matter what it is. We should be willing in everything to lay it before the Lord and ask God to guide us and ask God to direct our paths. And so we have looked at those three conditions that are laid down. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him. Now here's the end of the verse. And He shall, here's the words, He shall direct thy path. Can I know the mind of God? Can I know the guidance of God? Can I know the will of God? And the answer here, friend, is encouraging, for praise God, the answer is yes. It says, if I do these things, if I fulfill the ingredients here of verses 5 and the start of verse 6, then it says, and he shall direct thy paths. Left to ourselves, let's be honest, we'd just be like a rudderless ship. And there have been times in your life, friend, to be honest, you have been journeying on the road, and in reality, you don't know what the path is. You don't know the part of the journey that you're on. You don't know the course of duty that you're to take. And you're standing in the midst of a maze. God says this, if you trust in the Lord with all your heart and you lean not unto your own understanding, and if in all your ways you acknowledge him, listen, God who is a sovereign God and who is a faithful God, he says this, and he shall direct thy path. In other words, he will make clear for you. He will make clear to you the path or the course of duty that God requires. See the word direct there. It can simply mean to make straight. To make straight. He will make straight thy path. In other words, friend, he will, even the crooked parts of the journey, God has promised. And we live in a world that is so crooked, and friend, if we listen to the wisdoms of man and we follow the reasoning of man, we confess that we've walked crookedly. And yet the Word of God says this, if we do these things as God has laid down in His precious Word, He shall make straight thy path. In other words, God promises guidance. God promises guidance for His child. Word that God gave to me very clearly recent days is the word of Isaiah chapter 30. And I was asking God very honestly and very openly before Him just exactly to show me. And friend, you know, whenever we seek Him with all our hearts, then God will find Him. And we find in the book of Isaiah chapter 30, the verse 21, it says, and thine ear shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way. And I was asking God, and I was asking Him for direction, and I was asking Him earnestly for guidance. And friend, before God, I could hear those words, and in a very wonderful way, those words came. This is the way. Is the way. And you notice what it says after those things. It says, and thou shalt hear, or thine ear shall hear a word behind thee saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. That's what you have to do, friend. That's all you've got to do. In other words, obey. When God says, this is the way, what do we do? Do we argue with God? Do we try to debate it? Do we try to get out of it? No, friend. It simply says this. This is the way. And then the next word, walk ye in it. And when God reveals that, friend, let me tell you. When God opens the way and God shows you the way, then you have one duty and so have I. And that's simply to walk in it. Just to walk in it. Walk in it. And what God is saying there, this, He says, this is the way. In other words, this is the way of my choosing. This is the way of my choosing. And this is what God says. Notice, friend, it says this. Thou shalt hear, thine ear shall hear a word behind saying, this is the way. In other words, this is the way of my choosing. Walk ye in it. It's not, this is your way. No. It's, this is my way. This is the way. This is the way of God's choosing. We've got to walk in it. If you turn back to 1 Samuel chapter 12. 1 Samuel chapter 12, and you go down with me, please. In this chapter to verse number 23. This is a passage of God's Word that, of course, the children of Israel were reproved. They had chosen a king. They wanted a king. It wasn't that God told them to have a king. They wanted a king. In Samuel, verse 20, Samuel said unto the people, "Fear not, ye have done all this wickedness. Yet turn not aside from following the Lord, but serve the Lord with all your heart, and turn ye not aside. For then should ye go after vain things." Just, friend, listen. It's when you turn aside, you go after vain things. When you turn aside from following the Lord and following the direction of God, and when you turn aside to walk in your way, then you're walking in vanity, in vain things, in empty things. "Turn ye not aside, for then shall ye go after vain things, which cannot profit nor deliver, for they are vain. For the Lord will not forsake his people for his great name's sake, because it hath pleased the Lord to make you his people." Isn't that wonderful? Imagine it pleasing God to make us his people. He said that concerning Israel, let me tell you. He says that concerning the Israel of God. "It has pleased God to make us his people. Moreover, as for me," he said, "God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you. But I will teach you the good." And he says, "I will teach you the right way." And friend, that's the way we need to be taught. We need to be taught the good way. We need to be taught the right way. And you see, when God says this is the way, then it's both good and right. And don't you doubt the Lord. That doesn't mean it's the easy way. It's the good way. It doesn't mean it's the direct way. It's the right way. Here we find that God, through the lips of Samuel, is saying, "Listen, I'm not going to cease praying. God forbid that I should cease praying to God for you." But he says, "I'm going to teach you the good." And he says, "I'm going to teach you the right way." And friend, let me be honest before God. Surely that's all you and I need. For God to teach us the good and the right way. You and I are going out into a week, friend, and there's not one of us know what it holds for us. But listen, amidst all the trials that will face us, remember, all the way my Savior leads me, what have I to ask beside? Can I doubt his tender mercy, who through life has been my guide? Listen, it'll be the good way. It'll be the right way. And all that you and I have to do, friend, is just walk in it. Walk in it. He shall direct thy path. Then turn to the book of Psalms. And turn to Psalm 25. And in the 25th Psalm, if you go with me, it says there in verse 1, "Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause." And then the psalmist prays this. Psalm 25, verse 4. "Show me thy ways, O Lord." Can I know the way that God is for me? Can I know the guidance of God? Can I know the will of God, friend? And here the psalmist is praying. He says, "Show me thy ways, O Lord." He says, "Teach me thy paths." And then he says, verse 5. He says, "Lead me. Lead me in thy truth and teach me. For thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day." Are you waiting on God, friend? You see, God's will and God's ways always lie in the path of duty and never run contrary to it. The path of duty. And God's will and God's ways always lie in accordance to his word, and never contrary to it. That's so important for us to come to God's word and just seek the face of God and say, "God, show me thy way. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth." I was thinking of that word again, Proverbs 3. "And he shall
direct thy path.
And I was saying it can mean to make straight, friend, but let me tell you what it also can mean. It literally means to cut a path through. In other words, God clears the way. God clears the way. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. You say, but listen, preacher, if you knew the obstacle that's before me, if you knew the mountain that I've got to climb, if you knew the valley that I've been descending into, let me say this, my brother, sister, in Jesus Christ, the pathway that God has purposed for you, if you trust the Lord with all your heart, and you lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge Him, here's His promise, He shall cut a way through. He'll clear the way. He shall direct thy path. And you know, friend, He leads by clearing the way. He goes before. See, in all your ways acknowledge Him. He's a sovereign God, isn't He? He's a God of the impossible, friend. Bigger than all of my problems, bigger than all of my fears. You see, God is bigger than any mountain that I can or I cannot see. Listen, He will cut the way through. He cut the path through. You say, preacher, I just can't see. I just can't see how it's going to be done. I believe I'm walking in the will of God. I believe that I'm doing what God has shown me to do. Friend, let me tell you, friend, you just lead Him. He'll cut the way through. Turn to Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah chapter 40. Look at verse number 3. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Mark verse number 4. Every valley. You say, oh, brother, that valley's so deep, I can't get down into it. Listen, God says every valley shall be exalted. And you say, brother, you see that mountain, that hill that I've got to climb? I can't do it. And what does God say? He says, listen, every mountain and every hill, He says He'll make it low. Says it seems to be the paths crooked. What does God say, friend? And He says He'll make the crooked shall be made straight. And you say to me, preacher, oh, it's so rough and so tough. Listen, friends, listen. And the rough shall be made, the places will be made plain. Do you know why He does it? And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. He'll do it for His own glory. He'll do it for His own glory. It's His own pleasure that He has chosen us. It's in His own pleasure He hath chosen us in Christ. It's in His own pleasure that we are the children of God today. And so therefore, for the glory of His own name, thank God, the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. And all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. What does He say? He'll direct your path. Listen, He'll make the way through. No matter how deep the valley, praise God, He'll lift the valley. He'll exalt it. He'll lift it up! In other words, He'll make it bearable. God will never give to you something that you're not able to bear. You see, when the valley's so deep, praise God, He lifts the valley up. And when the mountain's so high, He'll bring the mountain down. You see, He's able to make it when the glory of the Lord's revealed. The mountain shall flow in His presence. That's the God we have today. And to those who trust the Lord with all their heart, and they lean not unto their own understanding, but in all their ways acknowledge Him, praise God, He'll bulldoze the path through. He'll melt the mountains. He'll exalt the valleys. He'll bring the hills down. He'll straighten the crooked paths. and the rough places, praise God, He'll make them plain. Because He's the one that goes before. He shall. We sing the wee chorus, don't we? My Lord knows the way through the wilderness. And I must confess, there have been times that as a child of God, I've been wandering through the wilderness experience. But all I have to do is follow. All I have to do is follow. You see, He not only knows the way, brethren and sisters, praise God, He clears the way. He clears the way. There's no power on earth. There's no power in hell that can stand against the child of God or separate the child of God from the care and the love and the protection of Almighty God. It is so easy to be overcome by circumstances, friends. Let me tell you this. Instead of being overcome by circumstances, you and I, in the power of God, can be overcomers. I can do all things through Christ, who strengthens me. You say, I can do things through Christ. He doesn't say that. He says, I can do all things. Listen. What does Romans 8 say? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? And the challenge is thrown out, but praise God, friend. I don't care how many of the challengers that come. Every one of them in Christ are defeated. Hallelujah. Neither death, nor life, angels, principalities, powers, things present, things to come, height, depth, any other creature. Not one of them. Not one of them are able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And then, Paul says this under the inspiration of God. He says this. What shall we then say to these things? Since God be for us. Who can be against us? Listen, what does that mean? See the word if, God be for us. In actual fact, the translation of that is the word since. Since God be for us. Since God be for us, who can be against us? What does that mean, brother, sister? Listen, it means this. Who can stand against God's child? Who is able to stand against God's child? Or who can separate God's child from God's love or God's care? Since God be for us, who can be against us? And praise God, the rest of the chapter is going to say, nothing and no one. I'm hid in Christ. Let me tell you, friend, if you want to know God's will for tomorrow, let me tell you what you do. Serve Him today. Serve Him today. Just live for Him today. You see, many people want to know God's guidance. Especially if a crisis comes in their lives, but they're not willing to fulfill the requirements that God has laid down. They're not willing to walk in the way that God has planned out. That we read here in Philippians chapter, or Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. And if you ignore God's claim on your life, when the sailing's pleasant, you cannot expect God to deliver when the storm comes. If you diligently seek God's grace, brother, to walk with Him, and you allow God to regulate your path by His commandments, by His word, then you can count on God, no matter what the circumstance is, He shall direct thy path. You know, we have a gracious God. Just thinking over there in the book of Lamentations. We read it last Lord's Day morning, Lamentation chapter 3. Notice it says there in verse 22, it is of the Lord's mercies that we're not consumed. Let ourselves, friend, be honest. We're such failures of ourselves, aren't we? There's not one can boast of any. You know, when people try to down somebody and try to mock at somebody or laugh at somebody when they fall, You're pointing the finger, just always remember there's three fingers pointing back. If a brother falls by the way, friend, let me tell you, instead of ridiculing him, instead of talking to him about him, to others, talk to God about him or her. Bring him to God. Bring them before the Lord in love. Listen, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning, great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul, therefore will I hope in Him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for Him, to the soul that seeketh Him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. Will God direct your path? Time's away this morning. Can I just show you a wee verse we read this morning? And you can just dwell on yourself and let the Lord bless your soul. Turn to the book of Isaiah chapter 58. Isaiah 58. We read it this morning. I wonder did you notice it whenever we were reading it. Isaiah chapter 58. Will God guide me? Will God see me through? Well, Isaiah chapter 58, verse 11. Here's the verse. And the Lord shall guide thee continually. Isn't that lovely? The Lord shall guide thee continually. And you see, when He guides you continually, friends, listen, and He shall satisfy thy soul in drought. And He'll make fat thy bones. And thou shalt be like a watered garden, like a spring of water, whose waters fail not. Now, that's what God wants to do for you. That's what God wants to do for me. And you see, the book of the prophet Isaiah, he cried out against the sins of the people, friend. And let me tell you, that's more difficult than bringing a message of comfort. People will be with you when you bring a message of comfort to their hearts. But let me tell you, Isaiah the prophet brings a message of condemnation because of the sins of the people. They have grievously sinned against the Lord. And he cries out, look at verse 1 of chapter 58. Cry out, spare not. Lift up thy voice like a trumpet and show the people their transgression and the house of Israel their sins. It's not easy to do that. The people, my friend, had a form of religion, and yet they bowed their heads, but they did not bow their hearts. Many a man bows his head, but never bows his heart in prayer. But God wants to bless His children. And this is what God says. He, the Lord, shall guide thee continually. Not only for a wee while. Praise God day by day. God will guide you continually. There's a wee verse over in the book of the Psalms, and the Lord will guide us even unto death, forever and ever. Hallelujah. Psalm 48. Just keep your hand there in Isaiah. Just Psalm 48. Let me just read the little verse to get the quotation right. For this God, verse 14, this God is our God forever and ever. Hallelujah. He will be our guide even unto death. He'll be your guide even unto death. So the Lord says He guides you continually. What does it mean, friend? It means that He guides you right to the end of life's journey. You'll never walk alone. You don't need to walk alone, brother, sister in Christ. If you walk in fellowship with God, in the light of His Word, oh, what a joy and fellowship we have on the way. This God is our God forever and ever. He's our God for all eternity, praise His name. But He will guide us even unto death. on the journey of life. And that's what it says in Isaiah. The Lord shall guide thee continually. And then he says this. When I guide you continually, he says, I'll satisfy thy soul in drought. You know, there are times in life's experience, friend, when the tide goes out. There are times in life's experience when it seems that we are not in the midst of the rain and the outpouring. But it is a time whenever the ground is parched and we're in a time of drought. And everything seems to have dried up. And yet when God's guiding you, friend, and God's leading you that way, listen, he'll satisfy thy soul in drought. Now, if yourself, you could never be satisfied in drought. Not honest. But God can satisfy you even in the days of drought. Why? Because he's guiding you continually. This is the way. This is my purpose. This is the way of my choosing. I'm going to teach you a lesson here. Where he may lead me, I will go. For I've learned to trust him so. I trust him not only in the sunshine. I trust him in the shadows. And trust him not only when it's raining. I trust him when it's drought. You see, God doesn't change because of the circumstances changing. He says, I am the Lord and I change not. And then you just study the rest with this. He says, he'll make fat your bones. He'll put beef in your bones. Don't really think that's the interpretation there. That he'll make you fat. But of course, the Lord's people shall be fat and flourishing. But he shall make fat thy bones. In other words, it means he will sustain your strength. That's what it means. He'll sustain your strength. He'll give you healthy bones. You see, those of us who've got arthritis and all the rest of it, hanging around, I tell you, I say, Lord, give me healthy bones. Let me tell you, the old bones of the body may be aching, friend, but thank God he gives promise when he's guiding his children. He says, I'll give you healthy bones. He says, I will sustain your strength. And that's good enough for me. And then he says, thou shalt be like a watered garden. You know, that's when the garden's the most beautiful, friend. When the garden has been watered. It's no longer parched. The grass is no longer half grown. When the garden's watered, it matures. In other words, that's speaking about the blessing. Blessing of God. And then he says, like a spring of water. What does that mean? What's the spring of water, friend? That's the cool, wonderful, thirst-quenching waters. There is nothing like the water from the spring to quench your thirst. That's why they're bottling it. Men are making a fortune out of bottling the waters from the cool springs. You know what God says? He says, I'll make your soul like a spring of water. Whose waters fail not. Brethren and sisters, this morning, we have an unfailing God. And if you're unsaved this morning in our gathering, let me say this before God. Your soul will never be like this out of Christ. You will never know the sweet fellowship of God. You'll never know the sweet companionship of God. You'll never know what it is to have the peace of God until you trust in the Lord and come by faith and receive him as your Savior and then as his child. Let him lead you a step at a time. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we commenced our service by singing this morning, Savior, lead me lest I stray. Lord, we want your guidance. We need thy help. Pray that you'll make the crooked ways straight and make up places plain, and you will exalt the valleys and just bring the hills down that they might flow at thy presence. That thy glory might be revealed, and our God, we pray that you just make the way through. My Lord knows the way through the wilderness. Strength for today. O God, help for the way. All I need to do is follow. Pray for those this morning that are not saved, that never tasted and seen the Lord is good. May this be the day of their salvation. Turn them from sin and nature's darkness, and by grace turn them to Christ. We pray in Jesus' precious name.